الله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا صدق الله العظيم سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي دروشي كلها Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home. The information we receive as believers is entirely dictated by Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our source of guidance is the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Khatamun Nabiyyin. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in one beautiful hadith, he says that my coming in this dunya has put an end, has terminated the line of prophethood. And there will be no Nabi after me. And what I have given you is the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, in the hadith it is also mentioned that at times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can give information to an individual of things that may have occurred in the past or even in the future. And so we have this one external avenue that is open by which at times Allah can inform an individual, despite the fact that everything is sealed in the Quran and the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said illa al-mubashirat, except for glad tidings that are given to you. And so sahaba ikram ajma'in questioned Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is mubashirat? And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-ru'ya saliha, pious dreams. And so sometimes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give a message, some kind of an information to a person through dreams. Although Nabuwat has ended and the laws have been codified, we have the Fuqaha, but external information can be given to an individual through dreams. And that is very important for us to understand also. For an example, the scholars have mentioned that there are two categories of understanding the science of dreams. The first is adghathu ahlam. Adghathu ahlam would mean meaningless, futile, baseless dreams that have no meaning to it. Very often you'll find that there's something lingering in the mind and the thought of a person, and in the night he might see that in his dream. And a lot of the times it's got to do with shaitan. Wasawis, and especially if you haven't got wudu and you sleep without reading the du'as that are important, Ayatul Kursi, you'll find that sometimes a person will see weird dreams, and I say weird dreams. And so these are baseless, futile, they have no meaning, they have no message. So that's the first category. And then the second category of dreams is al-ru'ya al-saliha. Most definitely, these dreams have a meaning. And so when a person will see such dreams, he will definitely know when he wakes up in the morning, he feels that there is a meaning to this dream. Maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to say something to me. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Rahim and Kareem. That one, we have the laws of the Quran and the Sunnah, but there is this private connection that a person can have with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that is through dreams. MashaAllah, very, very important. And the more pious you are, the more credible and authentic your vision will be, your dreams will be. The more pious you are, the more muttaqi you are. That is also something that we need to understand, something which is extremely important. So if there's taqwa, and you'll find a lot of people will see a lot of dreams. And scholars have mentioned that when a person sees a lot of good dreams, that is sign of taqwa in him. When a person sees a ru'ya saliha, pious dreams, a lot of the times, that means this man is muttaqi. He is a pious man, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows him a lot of things. And just to give you a few examples, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala once saw a dream, and he says that I saw a dream that a red rooster is pecking me. A red rooster pecked Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala two times. And so this man, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, a man of knowledge, subhanallah, in the morning he said to his congregation that this is the dream that I have seen, and the meaning of this dream is that my death is imminent, it's in front of me. Very soon, Umar ibn al-Khattab will pass away from this dunya. Allahu Akbar. And so he knew the science of dreams, mashallah. He was a mu'abbir, he could interpret meanings of the dreams that anybody would see. And so if you see a red rooster attacking you or pricking you, that would mean that there is severe injury and accident or even death that may come to you. And the dream he saw, he said that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, now it's time for Umar to go. And within a short period of time, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an became shaheed. So there is a lot of meaning to dreams, that when a person was to see something in the night, and also the time factor. The early part of the night is completely different to the middle portion of the night. And the dream that you see in the last portion, that is also a different meaning. So ulama have explained everything, alhamdulillah. That is not our subject. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she once said to her father, again Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an had the knowledge of giving interpretation to dreams. And she said to the father that I have seen three moons descending on me. Three moons that landed on me. And so Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an said, I know the meaning of this dream, and I will tell you at the right time. It is said that when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam passed away, and when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was buried in the hujra, in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, the father Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an said, and this riwayat, this narration is in Muwatta Imam Malik, Babu fi Dafni al-Mayyiti. So people can verify this. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an said that this is the first moon and the best moon. He said to the daughter, this is the first moon and the best moon. As in the meaning of the dream was that three great individuals will be resting in the room of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. This is the meaning of the dream. And so Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, and then there was not a dispute but a difference of opinion between some of the companions, that to which location Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where should he be resting which part of the world? Makkah, Medina Munawwara, Ardul Quds, whereabouts? And it was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and said, no, it should be the Hujra of Bibi Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, because that is where Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away. And then Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq passed away, he was also buried in the room, that's the second moon. And then Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala passed away, and mashallah, he is also resting in the Hujra of Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha. So understanding dreams is extremely important. Now, if a Nabi was to see a dream, subhanallah, then that dream is considered to be min qismil wahi, min qismil wahi. That dream is a revelation. That dream is a revelation. The connection of a Nabi with Allah is so strong, and they are such pure individuals, that if they were to see a dream, it would mean that there is a wahi that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed upon that individual. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has explained this in His glorious speech with many of the prophets. For example, if you were to do your research in Surah Safat, where Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam says, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ, Allah says that when Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam reached an age of complete activeness, that he was strong. And then he said, Ya Bunayya, inni ara fil manami, O my son, I have seen a dream. Anni azbahuka, fanzur mada tara, that I am sacrificing you. What is your opinion? Fanzur mada tara, what is your opinion? Now this was in a dream, but a wahi and a command from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam did not come. A direct hukam to this great Nabi, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he said this to his son, Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam said, If'al ma tu'mar, O my father, whatever Allah has commanded you, do it. Satajiduni, insha'allahu min as-sabirin. If Allah wills, you will find me from amongst those who are sabir, patient. Sabirin, I will do a lot of sabr. So do whatever you have to do. In Surah Yusuf, Yaqub alayhi salam and Yusuf alayhi salam. Yusuf alayhi salatu was salam, a young boy, speaking to the father. And he said, Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba wash-shamsa wal-qamara ra'aytuhum li sajidin. That I have seen 11 stars and the moon and the sun, ra'aytuhum li sajidin, that they are falling in front of me in prostration. And Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam gave a meaning, and he said, O Yusuf, don't mention your dream to any of your brothers. Again, in the hadith it is mentioned, and also the Mufassirin have mentioned, that sometimes your blood brother can be jealous of you. Your blood brother can be jealous of you. Just like the brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam were jealous of him. And so the father said, make sure you don't give this meaning or explain your dream to anyone. You've said it to me and that is fine. And even Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam's dream is mentioned in the Quran, in Suratul Fatah. In Suratul Fatah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam had the desire to perform Umrah, and he saw a dream. It is mentioned, لَقَدْ صَدَقَ اللَّهُ رَسُولَهُ الرُّؤْيَا بِالْحَقِّ لَتَدْخُلُنَّ الْمَسْجِدَ الْحَرَامَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ آمِنِينَ مُحَلِّكِينَ رُؤُسَكُمْ وَمُقَصِّرِينَ. And so he said to the companions that I have seen a dream, that we are entering Makkatul Mukarramah in Ihram, and we are performing Tawaf. And all of the companions were happy, and this is, Ya Rasulullah, we will join you, and all of us, we will go. And we've covered this entire event, Sulh Hudaybiyah, the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to return back. And Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an was pretty angry, and he says, Ya Rasulullah, if you give me permission, we can fight these people, and we should perform Umrah, and you have seen a dream. And Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Umar, I have seen a dream, but did I tell you that this year you have to perform Umrah? I have seen a dream, but did I tell you this year you have to perform Umrah? I have seen a dream and you will perform Umrah. You will. And this is fatah for you. This is, mashallah, leading to the main conquest. Fatah Makkah. And as Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left Makkatul Mukarramah without performing Umrah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened up Khaybar for the Muslimin. And all that again, alhamdulillah, was covered also in the seerah of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of dreams. And so dreams are very, very important. Now what is also important, that aliyazu billah, you'll find some people would want to use the science of dreams or dreams to their advantage to promote love for themselves in front of their community, which is also very, very wrong. Example, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. This man was a prolific writer. If you look at his life, he was a prolific writer. Many people deviate and turn away from the deen for many, many reasons. For many reasons. And at times it is shaitan that works with an individual. And so this man then started saying that, oh, I see a dream, and all the time he started seeing dream, and in my dream, Jibreel alayhi salam said this to me, and 40% may be right, and 60% was all wrong and corrupted. And so that is how the shaitan will entangle an individual. So you have to be very, very careful. There was a person who gave me a cassette of this Barelvi scholar. And nowadays you don't even have cassettes. It's all about CD, and I think CD is also going to go out soon, isn't it? It's this MP3s and Allah knows what. Soon we'll have robots working for us. Technology is so fast. And so in this cassette, he said to me, Maulana, yaab sunna. And so this man, powerful speaker. Now, how he wants to work with the people. That is why our ulama were extremely cautious when it comes to talking about individuals or their dreams. Because our scholars are very humble people, humility. If you were to see Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your dream or something like that, it's not that you make an open announcement to people, your intentions have to be right. So this man started saying in his lecture that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to me and he said to me that, I won't mention his name, but he's a very famous Barelvi scholar, and he said that in Pakistan, no one has looked after me. It is only you are looking after me. And so I want you to give me a train ticket so that I can come and visit your idara. And there is no exaggeration, honestly. I might even have this cassette somewhere. I'm in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. And people were screaming. In the audience, people were crying. And they said, Allah, give us the tawfiq. And La ilaha illallah. So sincerity is so important. And our scholars have always maintained sincerity and mashallah taqwa. So dreams, you have to be very, very careful. I have met so many Christians. And when you give them da'wah that they should become Muslims, and they say, but Imam, how can I become a Muslim when I speak to Jesus every night? Faisal, Sunnat-e-Pak. He speaks to Jesus every night. Now, so who are you speaking to? You speak to Jesus every night. He's not actually speaking to Jesus. This is jinns. These are shayateen. What are they? Shayateen. And they stand behind you and they know how to play with you and Allahu Akbar, to disturb you and to confuse you, and they'll whisper things in your mind. And that is why even sometimes when you're reciting the Quran, You'll feel that, oh, somebody's saying something to me, or thoughts will come in your mind to stop you. This is all shaitan, the works of shaitan. And I've mentioned this before. You'll find in Christianity disabled individuals, and they'll force them, aliyazu billah, and they say, they'll mention the name of Trinity, and they'll say, right, stand up. What will they say? Stand up and walk in front of me. And then they actually do this. A disabled man in a wheelchair will stand up and walk. People are amazed. How does it happen? If all the disabled people could be healed, then you wouldn't have any disabled individuals in the world. But the fact of the matter is that these are jinns, and they enter your body, they go inside you, and they actually take control of your fractured bone. And they assist you when you walk, so there's no pain. So when you take a step, the jinn is actually helping you and aiding you, so you walk. And this will be with that individual for a few days. And then after a few days, you'll see the same pattern recurring, and it'll become weak again and back into the wheelchair. But for that moment, just to put up a good show, just to put up a good show in front of people, you have jinns that are working. Do your research, the opening verses of the 8th para. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about jinns and what they do. And so we have to be careful with dreams. Now the reason I've mentioned this is that people should even understand the battle of Siffin that took place between two groups, both Muslims, led by two great companions, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. I'm not going to repeat. Alhamdulillah, we have covered everything thoroughly. So people understand that these were the most muttaqeen individuals on the face of this earth. No wali. 1 million Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, 1 billion Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani cannot be compared to Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. Or any of the awliyaullah which are famous and that we know in the subcontinent or wherever. No one can be compared to a sahabi, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. And so what had happened is that Abu Maysara, who is a senior tabi'een, the student of Abdullah ibn Masud, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. In fact, he fought in the battle of Siffin, and he was with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, tabi'een. And so Abu Maysara would say that for many months, it was very difficult for me of what had happened, many of the shuhada. And in a way he says that I'm confused. I wanted to know what is the right mas'ala and the right ruling. Who is right? Is it the opinion of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, or was it the opinion and the ruling of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala? Because two independent companions had taken their own decisions, and both of them felt that they have a strong backing of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And so Abu Maysara, being a pious man, it is said that one day in my dream I saw that I entered Jannah, this beautiful Jannah. Rivers were flowing, and I was guided that this section of Jannah is this, and this section of Jannah, this is the name of this Jannah, and we came to this beautiful Jannah. And I saw tents in front of me standing, beautiful, erected, the most beautiful tents of Jannah. And then some of the angels said to me that, Abu Maysara, these tents belong to Hawshab and Dhul-Qila'. Hawshab and Dhul-Qila'. And Abu Maysara says that Hawshab and Dhul-Qila'. Were with Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala, and both of them were martyred. Both of them became shaheed, Dhul-Qila and Hawsham. They were on the side of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah, and Abu Maysara, who was with Hazrat Ali, is seeing the dream. And so the angel said to him that this residence, this beautiful tent here, belongs to these individuals. From the many blessings that Allah has given, Allah has also given them this. And so he says, oh, this belongs to Hawshab and Abu Maysara, Abu al-Qila and Hawshab. And so Hazrat Abu Maysara said, where is Ammar bin Yasir? Where is Ammar bin Yasir? Because Ammar bin Yasir was with Hazrat Ali and he became shaheed. And so the Malaika said to Abu Maysara that Ammar bin Yasir and the people who are with shaheed with Hazrat Ali, they are also in Jannah, but on the other side. And they meet one another. And so Abu Maysara said, how is that possible? The people of Hazrat Amir Muawiyah became shaheed, and the people who were with Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and they became shaheed. And it was told, it was said to him that all of the companions who were martyred in the Battle of Siffin are in Jannah. Why? Because this was the ijtihad of these two great companions. This was the ijtihad of these two great companions. And so whoever became a shaheed is a shaheed, and all of them are in Jannah. So we have to understand this, my respected brothers and elders. And then the second dream was seen by the very famous Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh. Umar bin Abdul Aziz rahmatullah alayh says that I saw a dream. In my dream I am in the company of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and I greeted him and I sat on one side, and with Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam was Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and also Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala. So I have my hands folded and I'm sitting in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says, what do I see? That Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an comes, and after Hazrat Ali, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah comes. So both Amir Muawiyah and Hazrat Ali both come. And there is a room, both of them entered that room, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam also entered the room. And then Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam locked the room. And so Hazrat Umar bin Abdul Aziz says that I was waiting to see what will happen. So you have Hazrat Ali in the room, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah in the room, and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he says thereafter the first man to come out was Hazrat Ali. And Hazrat Ali had a smile on his face, and he said, by the Lord of Kaaba, by the Lord of Kaaba, my decision and opinion was the right opinion. My decision and my opinion was the right decision taken. And so he had a smile on his face. And so he came out and he sat. And then immediately after Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah also came. And the words are, Fuztu wa Rabbil Kaaba. That by the Lord of Kaaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also gave me reward and Allah has forgiven me. Allah also gave me reward and Allah has forgiven me. Because of their sincerity. Because of their sincerity. Even though in the Battle of Siffin, ulama-e Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'at say that the correct opinion is the opinion of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, that it was important for the Syrians first to do bay'ah at the hands of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, then to avenge the blood of Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an. But Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was of the opinion, no, first we have to tackle the issue with the rebels, then we will do bay'ah to the hands of Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. And again, these are basharats given to great scholars, people like Abu Maysara and people like Umar bin Abdul Aziz. And this has been mentioned by majority of the historians. And alhamdulillah, when we talk about the Battle of the Camel and the Battle of Siffin, our iman should be solid. And that we must have the love of all the companions, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven everyone. And these are the individuals who have been given the certificate of Jannah in the Quran, and people who have a lot of knowledge, people who stayed in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, people who witnessed revelation, wahi coming. And Hazrat Amir Muawiyah was katibe wahi, he would write down the wahi. And Hazrat Ali radiyallahu ta'ala, subhanallah, we know of this great individual, the great mujahid. So this was again an independent decision taken by both the individuals, and both felt that we have a backing, a strong platform with the Quran and the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven everyone, and all the companions who were shaheed and tabi'een have entered Jannah. This is the aqeedah and the belief of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'at. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آله وسلم تسليما. اللهم تقبل منا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم، نستغفرك ونتوب إليك، سمعنا وأطعنا، غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.